You talked about the crowd being as important as the players this season. I mean, you must be hoping for bigger numbers at London Road this time around.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Listen, you know, we've already sold, I think it's just under 11,000 for the game on Saturday, because Palace have obviously gone and sold 3,000+. So this is what we were always saying about the away support. You know, if you know, we get our act together and play well this season and they bring 3,500-4,000 a game, we'll have an average of easily 10,500 this season. Now, I've got to be honest with you, if we don't finish this season with an average of over 10,000, something's wrong. Because, you know, with that amount of away support coming in, it means you don't need that amount of people from home coming in. So I think it'll be all right in the end. I think we'll get there. I think we've sold all our season tickets. I think we compete and we do well and we play good football. I think the fans will come.
This from James in Ayr says, Dara, how is the new training ground coming on? Will the school academy work? Will it benefit the posh?
Yeah, massive, mega. We're putting a lot of money into that, and they're already training up there. It isn't finished by a long way. One of the three pitches is done, and that's what they're training on. But by October, the first phase will be done, and by next year, we'll have spent another $600,000-$700,000 on the 3G pitch, which is mega as well, for any club to have one of those. So that's going to be so important for the future of our team, because the long-term project is to produce 2 homegrown players every year for the first-team squad, and everyone's on board with that. So when it's open, we'll have a bit of a proper open day and invite fans up to have a look at training. So, yeah, the Posh Academy is going to be an important training ground for us, for sure.
Yeah, Reece says, do you know who's in charge of the stand rebuild at the council, as they don't seem to?
Yeah, probably a bit harsh on the council. You know, I do know who's in charge, and they're not really the type of people who want to come on the radio and talk to you guys, so... You know, in fairness, they're professionals at their job, so the last thing they want to be doing is just caught up in a whole radio interview situation, hence why other people go on the radio and sometimes get caught and don't know quite what to say or get information wrong. So let's back off them there for a second.
I don't know what you're talking about there, Dara. I've no idea what you're talking about. Now, listen, Saturday, the team's coming out to this. Beautiful song. What would you choose if it was your choice? What would be your inspirational song? Would it be Adele?
Yeah, I've got to be honest with you. Yeah, I mean, it was Neil from the football club with the players who came up with that song, and we've all seen the video before the playoffs, and that kind of lifted us all in the playoffs all the way to the final, that song, and players looking at all the footage of what they did through the season. And to be honest, that's got to be the one for the season. And, you know, all I'll say to you is, the fans, the MK Dons game, that last game we played at home, that atmosphere set a chill down my spine. And I've got to be honest with you, if I was the away team, you know, I would have been running to the bathroom after the first half, you know, because it was that type of atmosphere for us. So we do that again this season plenty of times, we'll be fine.
Dara, we wish you all the very best on Saturday. Come on, a posh!
Listen, let's all enjoy, have a ride, have some fun, and we'll get what we deserve in the end.
Posh chairman Dara McAntony, inspirational. Adele will be doing a bit, Dara will be doing a bit, the fans will be doing their bit. And we need a successful football team for this city, don't we?